For me, it was a very inspiring experience. You know, we were about 250 people from all over the world, representing more than 100 movements and communities. So just to see this diversity within the church is really something fascinating.
Dr. Daniela Frank recently attended the meeting for the new ecclesial communities at Rocca di Papa, just outside Rome. She was wearing two caps. She is both the director of the Catholic Media Council, otherwise known as CAMECO, based in Aachen in Germany. She is also the world president of the Christian Life Communities. She found a great variety of church lay movements represented at the meeting.
Well, you have had movements with very different charisms, with very different histories. You have a few who are really present at world level. You have many who are mostly responding to local needs, so a diocesan initiative or something like that. Some very focused on a specific field, like youth, like evangelization, a very specific context. And others who say, okay, from our spirituality, we are open to read the signs of the time and to see what are our capacities to respond to these needs.
Daniela is German, but as a fluent English speaker, she found herself in a group with others who shared English as a common language. Its diversity was very enriching.
We had some interesting lectures, and for me especially important were the workshops where we met together in language groups. So I was in one of the English groups with about 25 people, representing 18 movements and communities. And for me it was fascinating because, you know, you always have a bit this risk of running into a certain competition. And in the way how we did our sharing in our group, it was really the feeling it's good to know one another, to know one another better, and to appreciate this diversity and really to feel it's nothing, has nothing to do with competition, but really to see it's complementary, you know. It's one Holy Spirit moving us.
Daniela found in her group that a variety of charisms and interests led to complementarity, not competition. This in itself was a sign of the Holy Spirit working in their midst.
It is a diversity of initiatives, of movements, but this diversity of movements is able to respond to a diversity of needs. It's not that we have to compete who does that best, but it's okay, we contribute our possibilities according to our charism, and you do yours, and we even can support one another. We had, for example, in my group, 5 initiatives working with couples and families, coming from very different contexts, one from the US, one from the Philippines, one regionally based in Asia, one from Slovakia, one from Poland. And they were really happy to see, okay, it's complementary, you know. Each one is coming from his experience, contributing something specific and responding to the situation in his or her cultural context. So, of course, the situation in the US is quite different from the situation in Eastern Europe. But to see, okay, the aim is the same, to strengthen families to really live a Christian life, to support couples to live in an intensive dialogue. But each one with his or her possibilities. And I think that's really something very enriching. And if that's a basic attitude, we perceive that okay, this diversity of communities, of movements, is really a response to this diversity of needs. And let's do it together to put forward the reign of God. Okay, then it's fine.
Experiencing the different languages and cultures present was in itself enriching.
Well, of course, the Italian-speaking group was the biggest. I think, well, because there were many initiatives based in Italy, because there were many representatives of the Italian branches of international communities, but of course also Italian for many is the international language in the church. So I think there was quite a diversity. I suppose the most diverse language group was the English one, because we really could represent all over the people from all over the world. For me, that's something new. I don't know so well is, for example, all the initiatives which have started in France after the Second Vatican Council. So it's really a very great variety of initiatives who have started there. We had two French-speaking groups, mostly from people from France or French-speaking Belgium, but of course some from the Middle East, some from French-speaking Africa, not so many, but some of them. the Spanish-speaking groups, you know, we had several groups from Latin America and, of course, from Spain. So also to see a bit the difference of approaches of the cultures, you know, well, a Latin American sees the world different than a European. And but to see that, that's very inspiring. And it was interesting when we shared about the working groups. Yeah, it's different approaches and it's different realities.
Meeting with many groups with widely varied interests, needs and initiatives also reconfirmed Daniela in the worth of Christian life communities to which she herself belongs.
It's good to know one another. And somehow, I think for me, it was again a kind of reconfirmation. Yeah, it's good to have this variety, but it's also good that I am in my community, you know? So it's a kind of reconfirmation to appreciate the diversity, to see more clearly what can we contribute to the others and what can we learn from the others. But it's good that we walk our way and see what the others are doing.
Daniela described the Christian life communities, of which she is the world president, and halfway through her second term.
Well, Christian life communities is a lay association based in the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. We are currently present in about 70 countries all over the world. We are cooperating closely with the Jesuits because of our spirituality, but we are not an association of the Jesuits. We're going with the Jesuits, but not we are not of the Jesuits. It's not really a new community because it goes back to the main congregations, so we have a history of more than 400 years. But in the midst of the last century, there was a renewal going back to the original charism of the Ignatian spirituality. So in this process, we also changed the name from Marian Congregations to Christian Life Communities. The basic unit are small groups of 5 to 7 people, in some countries even more, who meet regularly, might be about once a week or once every 2 weeks, to share about faith and life. How do I integrate that and what do I need in that? The specific spiritual resource is, of course, the spiritual exercises. So most of us really do on a yearly basis 1 week of retreat to renew, to refresh their own spirituality. And for us, it's important that we build on 3 pillars: spirituality, community, and mission. I think there are many ways of living Ignatian spirituality, also as layperson, but our specific thing is that we really try to do it in community so that we can support one another. And that it's evident that from the spirituality, really, a mission arises. It's not something we do for ourselves, but when we really live this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, an apostolate arises responding to the needs we perceive.
It is this community that gives rise to mission and the challenge common to all of us.
But of course, this constant process of saying, okay, how can we spell out our charism in today's world, I think that's a challenge for all of us. Alleluia.